Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. So, let's see where the bubbles take us.
Welcome back to Bubblehead Talks Vacations. Today, we're exploring the best family vacation destinations for 2024. Whether you're planning a trip to an all-inclusive favorite like Disney World or looking for that hidden gem, we got you covered. Stay tuned.
Hey, travel enthusiasts. Do you feel lucky? Because we have an incredible opportunity just for you. Are you dreaming of the Emerald Isle? Well, dream no more. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous 5-day Ireland vacation with CIE Tours. And let us help your experience the stunning beauty of Ireland. Imagine yourself exploring lush landscapes, ancient castles, and charming villages with your favorite travel partner. From the majestic cliffs of Moher to the vibrant streets of Dublin, every corner of this enchanted country holds a new discovery waiting for you. This is your chance to immerse yourself in the rich history, culture, and breathtaking scenery of Ireland. Whether you're walking through the picturesque countryside or enjoying the lively atmosphere of Irish pubs, this trip promises unforgettable memories. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Enter or win a 5-day Ireland vacation for two by July 14, 2024. Simply visit the link on the screen or go to bubbleheadvacations.com/contest to submit your entry. Good luck, and we can't wait to see who the lucky winner will be. May the luck of the Irish be with you.
Hey there, everyone. It's Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead here, your host of Bubblehead Talks Vacations. Yesterday, Nicole and I had an incredible time down in New York City. We decided to visit Central Park, and while we were there, we scored entrance to the New York Rangers Eastern Conference Finals Game 3 Watch Party. It was a fantastic experience. Atmosphere was unbelievable. I tell you, it was almost like watching a live hockey game, but we were there with a bunch of fellow New York Ranger fans. It was an unbelievable time. We got all kinds of swag from the team, t-shirt, blankets, towels. I mean, I'll be honest with you, unbelievable experience. MSG does it right, Madison Square Garden. I tell you, it was unbelievable time. We enjoyed the heck of it. We were down in New York City to have lunch with our daughter, who just happened to fly up for the weekend with a friend to catch some shows on Broadway. And she said, hey, why don't you come down and see us? So we took that opportunity to travel by train. That was an adventure in of itself. We opted to do that instead of trying to figure out parking down in Manhattan. I'll be honest with you, from here in Groton, Connecticut, that was an unbelievable, great suggestion from some people we've met here. Takes the headache of driving in traffic on a holiday weekend, plus parking down in Manhattan is incredibly expensive, especially for a day trip. So we just parked in the morning, got the train down, grabbed lunch with Hannah, and then went to Central Park, watched the Rangers win an unbelievable game, went to overtime. Rangers ended up pulling the game out over the Florida Panthers, which leaves them in the series now 2-1, which is great from a Rangers fan's perspective, and we're ready to go. But I'll tell you, the trip reminded me of the importance of finding vacation destinations that offer something for everyone. For instance, Central Park was a hit for us. Nicole loved the tranquil walking paths and beautiful spring gardens, while I enjoyed, well, that's not really true. We both enjoyed the excitement of the Rangers event. It's these kind of experiences that make a destination great for families. A great family vacation destination needs to appeal to everyone in some way. For example, my family, we always enjoy Walt Disney World. Nicole and I love the shows and dining at unique places, where our kids each have their own favorites, but it didn't always have to be Disney World. It could be camping, it could be a trip to Tokyo, it could be a family cruise, like the one the family's doing next month to celebrate my 50th birthday and Nicole and I's 25th wedding anniversary. These experiences highlight the variety of activities and attractions that can cater to all family members. Whether it's a bustling city like New York City, the magic that can be found at Walt Disney World, a peaceful camping trip, or an exciting international adventure, the key is to find something that everyone in the family will enjoy. And speaking of family vacations, today we're diving into the best family vacation destinations in 2024. As we turn to our topic, please don't forget about our ongoing contest to celebrate our temporary relocation to Connecticut. Here's more details.
Hey all our fellow Bubblehead travelers and adventurers, this is Dave the Bubblehead, your go-to person for all things travel here at Bubblehead Vacations. We've got something super exciting for you. Our Welcome to Connecticut contest is in full swing. And if you haven't joined yet, you're missing out on daily chances to win amazing prizes. From Amazon gift cards to exclusive luggage sets, we're making every day a winning opportunity. And here's the best part. Participating allows you to get expert insights and offers for your next vacation. Whether you dream of sunny beaches or snowy slopes, we're here to make it happen. Entering is easy. Just visit tinyurl.com/BBHWcontest to sign up, or look at the link on the screen. Each entry brings you closer to fabulous daily prizes, and who knows, the next winner could be you. So what are you waiting for? Head over to tinyurl.com/BBHWcontest. Sign up for the contest and stay tuned for more updates right here. Remember, the fun continues until May 31st. So keep listening, keep entering, and let's make your travel dreams come true. All right, let's get started with our top five family vacation destinations for 2024. After some personal research and experience working with clients and people that are in the Bubblehead family on vacation for the last couple of years, let's get into some ones that are really catching a lot of interest this year. The first one is going to be Orlando, Florida, home to Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, and a variety of other attractions. Orlando is always a hit with families. Walt Disney World alone offers four theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, each with its unique attraction and experience. Beyond the theme parks, you have options like SeaWorld Orlando and Legoland Florida, as well as a plethora of dining and entertainment options in Disney Springs and Universal City Walk. Not to mention, Universal theme parks are unbelievable too. Orlando's extensive variety of family-friendly hotels and resorts, many offering shuttle services to the parks, make planning a trip easy and convenient, and if you get with the right person who can help you with the right tips, man, that trip can be unbelievable to Orlando and not break the bank either. If you're interested, hey, let me know. Second one, Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. Perfect for families who love the outdoors, with its stunning landscapes, wildlife, and countless hiking trails. Yellowstone is not just America's first national park, but also a treasure trove of natural wonders. Families can explore geothermal areas like Old Faithful and the Grand Prismatic Spring, take scenic drives to those breathtaking vistas of the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, and observe wildlife such as bison, elk, and even bears. Camping, ranger-led programs, and educational visitor centers provide endless opportunities for learning and adventure. It's not just a TV show, folks. It is an unbelievable time for families. Nearby towns like Jackson Hole offer additional activities such as whitewater rafting, horseback riding, and cultural experiences. Trust me, it's a very popular destination right now. Make sure you get ahead on that one. Tokyo, Japan is going to be number three on the list. And I tell you, we've been there a couple times as a family. It's a lot of fun. A city that blends ultra-modern with rich traditions, offering something for everyone. Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea are must visits for theme park enthusiasts, with unique attractions not found in any of the other Disney parks worldwide. Beyond the magic of Disney, Tokyo offers interactive museums, vibrant neighborhoods such as Asuka and Senji Temple, and the bustling shopping districts that you just can't find anywhere else. Families can also experience traditional Japanese culture through tea ceremonies, sumo wrestling matches, and visits to historical sites like Tokyo Imperial Palace. I'll tell you, one of the things I have enjoyed in my time in Tokyo is catching a couple baseball games, but that's a topic for a different time. Number four on the list is Cancun, Mexico. Known for its all-inclusive resorts, beautiful beaches, and family-friendly activities, Cancun is a great spot to relax and have fun. All-inclusive resorts in Cancun cater to families with amenities such as kids' clubs, water parks, and organized activities that keep children entertained while parents enjoy some relaxing time too. The stunning beaches provide opportunities for snorkeling, paddle boarding, and building sandcastles. Families can also experience ancient Mayan ruins, visit the interactive aquarium, and take a day trip to nearby island to swim with dolphins and sea. Number five on the list, we've gotten four so far. Number five is London, England. Packed with historical landmarks, museums, and parks, London offers a rich educational and entertaining experience for families. Iconic sites such as the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace, and the Houses of Parliament provide a glimpse into the city's rich culture. Museums like the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum, and the British Museum offer interactive exhibits that engage children and adults alike. London's numerous parks, such as Hyde Park and Regent's Park, are perfect for picnics and outdoor activities. Additionally, families can enjoy a ride on the London Eye, catch a West End theater show, or explore the Warner Brothers studio tour for a behind-the-scenes look at the making of all the Harry Potter films. When choosing a vacation spot, it's crucial to look for activities that allow the group to connect. Whether it's a family hike, shared meals, or exploring new places together, these moments create lasting memories. Now that we know what's popular in 2024, let's try to get some travel gear for you for that upcoming vacation. Hey travel enthusiasts, we have a fun and easy way for you to win a set of two exclusive Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags. All you have to do is share your favorite travel photos or memories on social media using the hashtag Bubblehead Tags. Show us where you've been, your dream destinations, or even your best travel tips. By using this hashtag, you'll be entered for a chance to win a stylish set of Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags, perfect for your next adventure. It couldn't be easier. This is an ongoing giveaway, and we'll be drawing a winner each month. For example, we'll draw the winner of May on June 1st. So keep sharing and tagging your travels. Thanks for participating, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting travel opportunities and giveaways. Happy travels. Hey, welcome back. We got all three of those contests going. Remember, we've got the five-day trip to Ireland. That contest is going to run through July 14th. Make sure you sign up for that one. The second one is our Welcome to Connecticut contest, which runs through this Friday, May 31st. $500 in prizes given away in these last 4 days of the contest. So let's make sure you get an entry into that. And then the last one is the luggage tags. We're always giving away something for Bubblehead every month. We're going to try and make a drawing. Just make sure you share the podcast with the hashtag Bubblehead tag. Anyways, back into the main content of what we're here to talk about. That's family travel and family vacations. So if you're on a budget, consider staycations. Most of us haven't even explored our own towns that we're living in, neighborhoods, from a tourist perspective. You might be surprised at the fun and affordable activities you can find close to home. Local parks, museums, and attractions often offer family-friendly activities that are both entertaining and educational. Take advantage of free or low-cost community events such as outdoor concerts, farmers markets, or seasonal festivities. Some budget-friendly family vacation destinations that are on my list whenever anybody asks me for recommendations. The first one is national parks and state parks. Exploring the great outdoors is an excellent way to bond as a family without breaking the bank. Parks like the Great Smoky Mountains, Grand Canyon, and Yosemite offer affordable entrance fees and a wide range of activities such as hiking, wildlife watching, and camping. Many state parks also have family-friendly programs and facilities, including guided nature, walks, fishing, and educational centers. Renting a cabin or setting up in a campground can be memorable and a cost-effective option. Second one is a beach vacation. You don't have to travel far to enjoy a beach vacation. Coastal towns across the United States like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Gulf Shores, Alabama, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina offer beautiful beaches and affordable lodging options. Many beach destinations also feature boardwalks with amusement parks, water sport rentals, and family-friendly dining. Building sandcastles, collecting seashells, and playing beach games are simple yet fun activities that don't really cost a lot. Road trips would be my third one. Road trips can be a great way to explore multiple destinations at your family's own pace. Consider planning a route that includes a mix of cities, small towns, and natural attractions. For example, a trip along the Pacific Coast Highway offers stunning coastal views and stops at places like Big Sur, Monterey, and Santa Cruz. Make use of apps and websites that find affordable accommodations, dining, and attractions along the way. Or you can just reach out to a guy like me who likes to plan travel and let me help you out. Pack your own snacks and meals to save money and make the journey more enjoyable. City staycations is the last one on this list. Even if you live in or near a big city, there's often plenty to explore that you might have overlooked. Cities like Chicago, Atlanta, and San Diego offer a wide range of family-friendly activities. From museums and zoos to parks and cultural festivals, take advantage of local tourism passes, which can provide discounted or free entry to multiple attractions. Additionally, many cities have free attractions such as public art installations, botanical gardens, and historical sites. Let's talk for a minute about all-inclusive resorts. All-inclusive resorts offer some fantastic advantages for family vacations. With food and activities included, they provide a great value and convenience. Many of them also have kids clubs, giving parents some much-needed alone time. My kids, for example, there were on a couple occasions that they would rather have went to kids club because of some activity they were doing or some trip they were going to take than hang out with mom and dad. So I will tell you, that's perfectly fine, although as a parent sometimes it made me feel like I had done something wrong, but it was just something we had to work through as a family. But that all being said, all-inclusive resorts can be found in many accessible locations within the United States, such as Club Med in Florida or family-oriented resorts in the Poconos. These resorts often feature on-site entertainment, pools, and activities that cater to both children and adults. It's a great way to ensure that everyone in the family has something to enjoy without constantly worrying about extra costs. That's why they get the name all-inclusive. Here are some top travel tips for families. It wouldn't be a great podcast unless I gave you at least four, and that's the number here, four top travel tips for families. The first one's plan early. This includes making packing lists and booking accommodations and activities in advance. I will tell you, one of the first things I do when someone reaches out to me to plan a vacation for them is I ask them how long we've got. And then with my repeat customers, the people that have been with me for a while to do bubblehead vacations, knows that the earlier we get into it and the more one I can get them the resort they want at the price they want. The earlier we get into it, the more we can find the right time to take that vacation, the right time that we can get there, and the right resort for you to get into. It always makes for a smoother trip. And then you can get into the packing list, things you need to bring, all of those things much earlier. Earlier is better. Second one is relax. Remember, it's a vacation. Build in some downtime to avoid overscheduling and ensure everyone has a chance to relax and enjoy themselves. It's one of the biggest things I've had to learn, especially when the kids were at home and we take these big family trips, is I would try to get so much into one trip that I came to realize that we were all just so stressed out by day two that we throw the itinerary out and we weren't doing anything that we wanted. So the more that we just program time for all of us to just chill and do our own thing, the more fruitful and beneficial those got to be, and those vacations started to look more like vacations and less like a rat race. So I would tell you, make sure you relax on vacation. You never want to be able to finish a vacation and feel like you have to take a vacation from your vacation. Number three is collaborate on planning. Involve all the family members who are coming on the vacation in the planning process, or try to. That way everybody has something that they want to do. This collaboration can help prevent conflicts and ensure that everyone has something to look forward to on a vacation that you're going to go take. For example, we're taking this cruise this summer. We're in the process of trying to figure out what kind of excursions we want to go do. So we're trying to work through that right now. It's a group of about 12 of us, 14 of us. So we're trying to sort it out. The last one we get into is safety. Make sure you understand completely how safe the things you're planning are and what kind of things you need to avoid. One of the things I always do is I go to the State Department website for any country, even if I'm planning a vacation for people in the bubblehead tribe. I go out, I look and try to figure out, make sure that wherever we're planning to go, wherever they're planning to go, is safe. The world is not what it used to be. There are a lot of safe places in this world to go vacation, but every once in a while somebody asks to go somewhere that I have to recommend, hey, maybe we try this place instead of this place. But anyways, so remember, plan early, relax, collaborate on the planning, and safety first. And for those looking for hidden gems, consider Portland, Maine. This charming coastal town offers great food, scenic views, and a variety of family-friendly activities. You can visit the historic Old Port District, explore the beautiful lighthouses along the coast, and take a ferry ride to the nearby Casco Bay Islands. Portland's Children's Museum and Theater of Maine is a fantastic spot for younger children, and this city's numerous parks and beaches provide plenty of outdoor fun. Plus, I will tell you, you've been there. It's a great place to go visit. We did not explore it enough when we lived up by it. Just life got in the way, but I will tell you, looking back on it, the time we were able to explore that area, unbelievable place, especially this time of year, spring into summer. Actually, early fall is really nice too. I will tell you, it's a great place to go, and it is kind of a hidden place. It's not as popular as it probably should be. All my friends up in Maine completely know that it's a great place to go and really wish I wouldn't talk about it, but I will tell you,
It is a place to go. And one of the most memorable trips we took as a family is when I was in Guam. We were living in Guam for a period of time. We took the opportunity to catch a flight to Hong Kong, and then we went to Hong Kong Disney. It was the first year Hong Kong Disney was open, and I tell you, we really got to interact with the people in Hong Kong. It was a very highlight of a trip for us. Our children engaging with other children from other countries. Everyone learning to speak a little bit of each other's language, sharing food. It was a great time. And then another vacation we got to take is we got to go to Australia's Gold Coast for New Year's. And Australian hospitality, I tell you, that was just unbelievable. They just had a way of making your family and children all feel welcome wherever you were at. We would be at a restaurant, and you guys all know when your kids are younger, there are some restaurants that just, and some servers and some wait staff that really don't want to deal with children. It's not that they don't want to deal with them. It's just, it can be a hassle at times for those. And we never felt that in Australia. They took about bringing us in and making us a part of the thing. And it was New Year's Eve, so there were two separate times for fireworks. There was an earlier set of fireworks for the children, so they didn't have to try to stay up till midnight. It was awesome. We really enjoyed that trip.
Before we get back there sometime,
it was a great time. Anyways, but talking about memories, how about this January, you kick off the 2025 with me on a cruise to Bermuda. Real quick trip. It's going to be a short cruise. Perfect first-timer's cruise. Come on, hang out with me. I'll be right there to help you out. Anyways, hang in there for more detail. Kick off 2025 with an unforgettable Bahamas escape with me, the Bubblehead. Join us on a 3-night group cruise with special rates, seamless planning, and amazing activities. Sign up for more information at tinyurl.com/Jan25Cruise. Book now, and let's start that adventure in 2025 in paradise. Hey, we're going to wrap this thing up. So in conclusion, let's recap today's topic, which was the best family vacation destinations for 2024. We threw in a lot of tips and things in there as well. Make sure you listen to the whole thing, especially if you're planning that family vacation this year. And always, always reach out to me, email, text, message on social media, however you want to get a hold of me. I don't charge for advice. We get into booking things. Maybe we start talking about that. But my job, my goal in life is to get everybody out there on vacation. So please make sure you're reaching out to me. Anyways, let's get back to the topic. We are summarizing the topic. We explored a variety of destinations that cater all types of families, from the magic of Orlando, Florida, with its world-renowned theme parks, to the breathtaking natural beauty of Yellowstone National Park. We also touched on the vibrant cultural experiences in Tokyo and the relaxing all-inclusive resorts in Cancun. With a rich history and educational opportunities in London, each of these destinations offers unique experiences that can create lasting memories for your family. We also discussed some budget-friendly options like staycations and road trips, which can be just as exciting and fulfilling as much more extravagant vacations. Exploring your local areas, visiting national and state parks, and enjoying coastal towns can provide great adventure without breaking the bank. Remember, the key is to find activities that allow your family to connect and enjoy their time together. Now, let's summarize our current contests and promotions, because we've got a lot going on. First, we have the exciting 5-day tour of Ireland, courtesy of CIE Tours. This is an incredible opportunity to explore beautiful landscapes and rich history of Ireland. Make sure you enter that contest before July 14th. Unbelievable trip there. Next, we got our Welcome to Connecticut contest. It's in its final 5 days. I'm recording this thing on Memorial Day Monday, which, by the way, happy Memorial Day. Let's not forget what Memorial Day's for. Realize this is coming on Tuesday. But let's just take a minute and remember all those people that gave their lives so that we can do and love the country that we are in here in the United States. That being said, recording this thing on Monday, last 5 days of the contest, got about $500 worth of prizes. Grand prize is going to be a $300 luggage set. It's a 2-piece luggage set, but it's a really nice one. Really excited we were able to give this away. So anyways, if you haven't entered yet, now's the time. So don't forget about our ongoing luggage tag giveaway. We're going to give a set away every month. Make sure you share the hashtag Bubblehead tags for a chance to win a set of our stylish tags. We're really excited about those. And then we're also promoting this group cruise to kick off 2025. Join me on this exciting cruise as we embark on a quick getaway before I run the Dopey Challenge in January 2025. Cruise is the perfect way to relax, have fun, while enjoying the company of fellow travelers. Plus, you're going to need a break from all that holiday stuff anyways. Come on down to Port Canaveral with us. We're going to take a few day cruise. It's going to be quick. It's a great starter cruise. Make sure you check out the information there on that. I also want to take a moment to express my gratitude to all the listeners and viewers. I know I took a break. I know I took a pause. We had to move up here to Connecticut. Trust me, the stress was something that I wasn't ready for. So I had to take some time, make sure we got this thing right and got back into it. So your support means the world to me and to us, as we appreciate every person who reaches out and says, hey, great job. Make sure you follow us on social media. Stay up to date on all of our latest news, contests, and travel tips. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll be diving into the world of luxury travel. I'm going to see if I can get a friend of mine to maybe do some of this with me. She's been just an unbelievable resource for me in luxury travel. And I tell you, she's a former Navy sailor, and I just love talking to her. Don't get to talk to her enough. Anyways, hopefully I can get her on. We're going to explore some more incredible destinations and experiences that make your travel truly unforgettable. That's all for today's episode here at Bubblehead Talks Vacations. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with fellow travel enthusiasts. Safe travels, everyone. And remember, take a deep breath. Let's see where those bubbles take us.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.